Maseches Maaseres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnahs continue listing specific types of fruits and vegetables and the times that they are obligated to Maaser. Hecheruvim, carobs, Mishir Nalkedu, when they start getting spots, the carobs would turn a dark brown or black color, and they would start off lighter, and then they would start spotting dark color until they completely turn dark. Once they start spotting dark color, then they're ripe enough to be obligated to Maaser. V'chol hashcherim mishir nakedu, and all dark fruits like this, they are also, when they start developing dark spots and start changing over their dark color, that's when they become obligated to Maaser. Ha'agasim, pears, v'ha'kristolmen, which the Rav says are small types of apples, v'ha'parishim, and quinces, v'ha'uzradim, which are another type of apples, translated as sorb apples. These fruit, mishe yikarechu, when they get bald spots, when they were smaller, they would have a fuzz around them, and as they ripen, the fuzz would fall off. When they start getting bald spots, spots without the fuzz, that's ripe enough to be obligated to Maaser. V'chol ha'levanim mishe kayarechu, and all white fruit become obligated to Maaser when they start having these bald spots, when the fuzz starts falling off of them. Hatilson, which is fenugreek, mishetetzameach, when the seeds are mature enough that they'll be able to grow. We can replant the seeds and it will grow new plants. Hatvua v'hazesim, grain and olives, mishayachnisu shlish, once they grow a third of their full size, they are now developed enough to be obligated to Maaser. Mishnah Dalet, ubayark, when it comes to vegetables. So we saw mentioned in the first Mishnah that certain things that are edible, mitzchilasan v'saifan, even from the beginning, they're edible, so then they become obligated to Maaser earlier. So the Mishnah lists some examples of these. Vayarek, when it comes to vegetables, hakishuim, cucumbers, vajuluim and gourds, vavtichim and melons, vamalafafaynes and kirby cucumbers, and also some fruit, hatapuchim v'esregim, apples and esregim, chayavim, gedalim uktanim. These are obligated to Maaser, whether they're picked big or small, because they're edible as soon as they start growing, even the small ones. Rav Shimon pointer es esregim b'katanan. Rav Shimon exempts the esregim when they're very small, because he holds the esregim are not edible when they're that small. But the rest of them, he agrees that since they're edible earlier, they are obligated to Maaser even when they start growing. The Mishnah now teaches regarding almonds. There were two types of almonds. There were bitter almonds that could not be eaten when they were fully developed because the bitter taste was too strong, and they had to be eaten when they were underdeveloped and they hadn't yet gotten a strong bitter taste. There are sweeter almonds that were the opposite. They can only be eaten when they're fully ripe and they're sweet, but earlier they would be bitter. So the Mishnah says regarding these two different types of almonds, Hachayev b'shkedim amarim, at the stage where the bitter almonds would be obligated in Maaser, which is when they're underdeveloped and they're still not so bitter yet, Patrim b'mesukim, one would be exempt from the sweet almonds, because when they're underdeveloped, the sweet almonds are not yet edible yet. Hachayev b'mesukim, but at the stage where one's obligated in Maaser on the sweet almonds, which is at full development, Potter b'marim, he's going to be exempt by the bitter ones, because at full development, the bitter ones are too bitter to eat, and they're not edible anymore, and they're no longer obligated to Maaser.